Okay. I know my fears aren't rational, but they are hard to ignore.
Albert waited until Stacia had begun to scrub his back before he continued. Most fears are. We will remind you as often as needed that each of us loves you. Tonight I was thinking of asking you to make dinner for us. You haven't had a chance to make the family dish yet.
Stacia spoke up. Aye, we be having the ingredients for it. Ma has been most generous with keeping us supplied. I will walk you through it if you want.
I would like that,
Fluff replied, as she applied soap across Karen's torso.
I'll do my best.
Which is always better than most others' attempts, Karen added as she enjoyed Fluff's attentions. They finished showering and skipped the bath to get ready for the day. Stacia whipped up a quick breakfast of eggs and toast for them, along with coffee, while they dressed, since all she had to do was wheel her items to her and they would appear on her person. That meant she was the last one dressed, but her leathers appeared on her as they all sat down to eat. The meal was silent as they all wondered what zone they should clear for the day. As the dishes were run through the cleaning tub, Albert's message icon began to blink. Message from Gerald. Albert, we're ready to go. We'll meet you at the Portal Guild in 20 minutes if you're ready. Message to Gerald. We are getting our gear on now, so we'll see you there. Did you have a preference for the zone in our level range? Message from Gerald. I was thinking the Forest of Laments. It's undead-based, which might hamper Stacia a little, but we'll let Mary Sue feel a little more useful, besides just healing. Message to Gerald. That's fine. Stacia can use her blades on whatever you're fighting while we deal with the ads. We'll see you there as soon as we can walk there. Albert put his mind stone away, filling the ladies in on the plan. You're okay with the Forest of Laments? He asked Stacia, just to clarify.
Aye. I be knowing me gifts nay always be useful where we be hunting. I will just use me blades on whatever Gerald is fighting, while you be killing off the ones on Tiny and TJ.
Who is summoning them now?
Karen asked as they filed out the door. Albert summoned Tiny and Bob to his side, copying them as they appeared. We're hunting undead today. You guys ready? Bob scoffed as he puffed out his chest.
I am always ready to light some fires.
I will protect you and your wives, master.
Tiny rumbled in unison with his copy, TJ. Well then, we're off to meet Gerald and Mary Sue at the Portal Guild, Albert said, motioning to the road. As they started walking, both Bobs took to the air above them and fluttered from roof to roof. Tiny took the lead, walking a few paces ahead of the group, while TJ took a similar position behind them. Karen nodded as she watched the minions take up their positions.
They do that, and all without any instructions at all. I wonder if they would if reputation with minions was still a thing.
Master has always treated us well,
Tiny rumbled from before them.
If we still had to rate our masters like we used to, I am sure he would have been able to achieve the highest rank with all of us by now.
Fluff looked at Tiny with amazement to hear such a well-articulated speech from him.
You've been becoming more vocal over the last month, Tiny,
she pointed out.
As I grow in power, I grow in mind,
Tiny agreed.
I grow in strength as I grow in power. I bet I could even best master in an arm wrestling competition, if he didn't have his gear.
Bob commented from a few feet above them, where he was gliding from roof to roof.
That wouldn't be hard, Albert chuckled, since his strength was a measly 5 without his gear.
As they walked along, Albert noticed the city folk giving his group worried looks, and stepping well wide of them. The law might have changed, but people were still skittish around the Infernals. Albert sighed internally, knowing it would be the case, but he had hoped it wouldn't be. He just smiled at the few people who looked his way, projecting peaceful intentions as they went. Fluffball touched Albert's arm.
You feel a little sad that everyone looks at us with fear.
Pretty much, Albert admitted.
I had hoped last night that maybe the city would accept the change. It seems like with any change, though, that it will take time.
Just like on our world,
Karen agreed. It might be accepted faster here, but hoping for an overnight shift was probably a bit much.
Snorting, Albert had to agree. Fair enough.
Chapter 29. Getting to the Portal Guild, they found Gerald and Mary Sue in the waiting area. The two of them were sitting close to each other and speaking softly. They both looked to the door as the group entered. Gerald was on his feet before the four of them all got through the door. He offered his hand to Mary Sue, helping her to her feet as the group walked towards them.
The party last night was a success, Gerald said. Way more people than I had guessed would show,
Alberic commented.
The guild is a little over 300 strong now. It was good to see them all making groups last night. Some of our older members also reworked their groups, I noticed.
It was nice that Legolas was able to come back,
Mary Sue mused.
Ironhand was fairly excited to see her.
Yeah.
The kiss he gave her while dipping her wasn't a clue,
Karen snickered.
It was sweet, Fluffball added as her hand squeezed Karen's arm. She could feel the happy warmth Karen had felt last night during that moment, and again now. Fluff was aware of the mask Karen used to hide her feelings.
Al,
Mary Sue began,
about you needing to level quickly. Is there anything you can tell us as to why that you haven't already?
He avoided her gaze. Well, we should get going. Maybe we can talk while we're in the forest.
That's not a bad idea, considering the NDA he has to deal with, Gerald reminded Mary Sue gently as he started them towards the stairs. Mary Sue hung her head with a sigh.
Sorry. I just don't want to stop grouping with you. It's been nice to have friends who don't want something because of who my family is.
Stacia nodded.
Aye. We still be your friends, even if we do nae get as many chances to go hunting with you. We mayhap nae love you as Gerald does, but we will be your friends.
Mary Sue glanced at Stacia, seeing only honesty.
Okay. It's just...
She trailed off into an awkward silence. In that silence, Albra took a quick step up to touch Mary Sue's shoulder.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cause you any issues. I'll say as much as I can once we're out of the city.
Nodding, Mary Sue didn't look back.
Okay.
They found the portal they wanted and stepped onto the glyph. Appearing before a keep that was in a clearing surrounded by a thick dark wood, they were hailed by three guards next to the open gate.
Adventurers! Welcome to the Forest of Laments! It's been a while since we last saw any of you two sold.
The guard who had been addressing them caught sight of their guild emblem. Standing a little straighter, he smiled.
To think that Alpha Company would be the first to come and help us push back the undead. We thank you for your aid. The sergeant would likely wish to speak with you.
We'll speak with the sergeant directly. We also want to pick up the quests for this area,
Gerald replied.
May we pass?
The last question was asked with a touch of humor, as the trio of guards were currently blocking the gateway.
Of course, Sir Gerald, the guard said, as he and his compatriot stepped clear of the gateway and saluted.
Our thanks, Gerald returned the salute, as he led the group through the gateway and into the courtyard.
Inside the walls, four buildings stood around the central keep. One was obviously the inn, another a smithy of some kind. The third building was a general store, and the fourth appeared to be an apothecary. All of the buildings were built of an off-white stone that seemed to hold flecks of gold that shimmered in the light.
The stone is pretty,
Fluffball murmured as the group advanced towards the keep.
It's like the opposite of the Infernal Stone,
Karen opined. As they approached the door of the keep, two guards saluted them. Gerald returned the salute as he led the others inside. The interior of the keep was identical to all the other keeps they had seen, just a bit larger in scale. The main room held three desks, one of which was empty. The other two held sergeants, one a human female with reddish hair that eyed them speculatively. An elven male was seated at the other, watching them with a single raised brow.
Coming to a stop before the elf, the group gave the sergeant a salute, getting one in return. "Sergeant, Alpha Company would like the quest to assist the keep." At the name of the guild, the sergeant sat more upright.
"Alpha Company, it is a pleasure to meet you. We've been hearing of your exploits."
His eyes tracked over to the redhead, his lips curling into a smirk.
"It is good that you chose the responsible sergeant to speak with. I have 4 quests for you. Lay to rest 20 of each. The broken dead and furious dead. Banish 5 of the spiritual takers. For the last quest, cleanse the ruins of lament."
Quest: kill 20 broken dead. Reward: 200 gold and increased rep with Stormguard guards. Quest: kill 20 furious dead. Reward: 200 gold and increased rep with Stormguard guards. Quest: banish 5 spiritual takers. Reward: 200 gold and increased rep with Stormguard guards. Quest: cleanse the ruins of lament. Reward: 500 gold and an item from the quartermaster stores.
"We'll be glad to take care of these quests. We will return as soon as we finish."
Gerald snapped another salute, followed by the others. The 6 of them headed back out of the keep. Everyone exchanged glances as they re-entered the courtyard. Fluff was the first one to speak.
"Did it seem like maybe those 2 don't get along?"
"A little one-upmanship between them seemed like maybe," Albert agreed.
"Maybe we can turn the quests into her when we return,"
Karen grinned.
Gerald laughed. "We'll see when we get back here. Everyone ready to go?"
Everyone was, so they headed through the gate. Pausing before the guards, Gerald turned to the one they had spoken to before and asked which direction the ruins were in. Leaving the clearing with the keep behind, the group followed the path the guard had pointed out to them. A minute after starting down the path, the branches overhead thickened and entangled, cutting off most of the ambient light. The forest was dimly lit, with a combination of the few small sunbeams that slipped through the branches overhead, and the moss growing on the trunks of the trees that gave off a feeble light.
"Well, this place must be a barrel of fun after sunset," Gerald remarked drolly as they walked.
"Spooky forest late at night, with an undead infestation. Sounds like the place to be,"
Albert agreed.
"At least we're with friends, not random classmates,"
Karen commented.
"Yeah, this place does have that slasher flick vibe,"
Mary Sue shuddered.
"It has an unholy feel to it,"
Stacia murmured.
"What kind of undead do you think the mobs will be?"
Fluffball asked.
"The spiritual takers are probably the spirits that take over people,"
Alberic said.
"Sounds likely," Gerald agreed.
"Mary Sue can handle them, though. I'm more curious what the broken are going to be."
"Probably skeletons,"
Karen commented. "It's not like the names have hidden meanings. I bet the last one is zombies."
Right on cue, 2 creatures came lurching out onto the path. One was a broken dead, and the other a furious dead. Tiny, Gerald, and TJ all stepped in front of the others as the 2 undead appeared. The zombie was dragging a 2-handed sword behind it, while the skeleton had a shield and hammer in its hands.
"Skeleton and zombie, you nailed it,"
Albert laughed, as he conjured a fire blast to his hand. "Tiny, TJ, take the furious dead. Bob, BJ, focus fire on the same mob."
Gerald taunted the broken dead off to the left side of the path, while Tiny taunted the furious dead to the right. Fluff and Karen followed Tiny in to focus the furious dead down first, while Bob began to barrage it with his fire blasts, alternating between his 2 selves.
Stacia pulled her blades and rushed to attack the one Gerald was fighting.
Mary Sue decided to get a little damage in by casting one of her heals onto the furious dead. The first surprise for the group was the whirlwind ability the furious dead used. It spun in a tight circle, damaging everyone within melee range. Karen, Fluff, Tiny, and TJ all took considerable damage before they could get out of range. It surprised them again, letting out an unearthly screech that stunned those close to it, locking them in place. While they were stunned, it leapt over them and charged Mary Sue. Alarmed, Gerald moved to taunt the furious dead to him, only to be shield-bashed by the broken dead, leaving him stunned as well. Alberit, who had been standing back with Mary Sue, pulled his weapon and interposed himself between her and the charging furious dead. Flames sprang up around the head of his maul as he swung it at the mob that was trying to angle past him. The furious dead swung its own weapon, batting aside Albert's attempted strike, without seeming to even register the attack. Luckily, his weapon grazed the zombie's arm, which was enough for the fire damage on the weapon to strike the furious dead. That damage was enough to bring the berserker undead around on Alberit instead of its original target. Alberit did his best to parry the onslaught of blows that came much faster than anything he had faced before, outside of Gwaine. Stumbling back as the last slash of the massive sword cut into his left arm, Alberit hoped his friends would be there soon. A split second later, Tiny slammed into the monster with his shield, stunning the undead, much to Alberit's relief.
"Sorry, Master," Tiny rumbled as he made sure he had aggro on the mob.
"Glad you made it," Albert said, as he and Mary Sue stepped back, giving the others room around the monster. Fluff and Karen moved in, slamming their weapons into the furious dead. Bob and BJ flitted to branches that had good angles but were further away, as they'd gotten caught by the first stun also.
"Sorry," Bob muttered, angry and embarrassed that he'd gotten stunned and not been able to help.
Albert grinned as he summoned a fire blast in his right hand.
"We all make mistakes, Bob."
Gerald had done enough to keep the broken dead fixated on him, even with Mary Sue healing him through the stun. Seeing the others already there to help Mary Sue, Gerald turned back to his task with a grimace on his face. He hacked at the chainmail-wearing skeleton with a vengeance. Stacy had backed off while Gerald had been stunned, not wanting to draw aggro. Now that he was back to work, she stepped forward and applied her own damage to the mob. Those were all the surprises that particular set of undead had for them, and the furious undead dropped before either of its abilities were used again. Tiny, TJ, Fluff, and Karen turned to the broken undead Gerald was holding. Stacia backed off to give them all room, sheathing her blades. They all sighed in relief when the skeleton fell into a pile of bones without revealing any other unexpected abilities.
"That was a bit more exciting than we expected,"
Mary Sue commented. That got a chuckle from everyone except Gerald, who was staring into the forest with angry eyes.
Mary Sue touched his shoulder. "We made it through fine, and I didn't get touched."
"I wasn't able to get there in time. Al had to save you,"
Gerald grimaced.
"We're a team. We all help each other,"
Karen said from the side.
"You were fighting the tank of the pair. It was bound to have a stun.
And next time you won't be surprised."
Eyes shooting to Karen, Gerald nodded once. True enough.
"See? So no more frowns,"
Mary Sue told him, kissing his cheek.
"I want to have happy times with my friends for as long as we can."
Taking a deep breath and letting it out slowly to quell his anger, Gerald shook his head.
"Right. You said that before we set off today."
He gave her a sheepish smile.
"I'll do better, for you." "I know you will," she replied.
She pointed down the path.
"Let's get these quests done."
Chapter 30. As they started moving again, Alberit told TJ to stay back and guard Mary Sue, so the mobs couldn't pull the same trick twice. Tiny's copy rumbled his acknowledgement and took a position directly behind Mary Sue. Watching his minion's copy do as directed, Alberit took a breath to put his thoughts in order.
"Mary Sue, you asked about the sudden need to level," Alberit began.
"I'll tell you as much about that as I can."
Mary Sue nodded, eyes focused on Alberit. "Don't break your NDA, but please, I do want to know as much as possible."
"You know about Alpha World, I assume. At least the basics of the who, where, why, and when that allows us to come here."
Yes. I took a lot of interest in it when I heard it would be fully immersive and have cutting-edge AI.
Good. There is an overriding AI that is in charge of everything. Stacia and the other natives call her the Overlord.
Aye, the one who stands above even the gods,
Stacia murmured, her eyes continually scanning the forest around them. The Overlord has given me a quest, Alberic continued. I have to complete a number of tasks before my time here is up.
Your time is up?
Mary Sue queried with puzzlement.
Is your 6-month timer coming up soon? No, that can't be right.
I'm in a different sort of program. That touches on my NDA, though, so I can't say more about that. He paused to make sure she understood that part. However, I won't be testing Alpha World for much longer. It has been hinted at that I will be moved to testing a different product for Mindblown. He felt a prickling along his neck and realized he was edging into dangerous waters. I can't say more than that. He rubbed his neck as the prickling subsided.
Is that another reason you handed off the guild to Gerald?
Mary Sue asked. No, I just found out about this part the other day. I told you to as quickly as I could. What does that mean for your personal relationships? Gerald asked as politely as he could.
It worries us, Fluffball told him. But the quest gives us some hope.
I don't think I can share the quest, but let me see if I can show it to you both. Alberic said, as his eyes flicked to Fluffball. Her worry, along with her words, tugged at his heart. He poked at his interface, trying to see if he could show them the quest. While he was doing so, Bob warned them of incoming mobs. His head snapped up to see 3 furious dead lurch onto the path. Gerald and Tiny were already moving to engage them, while Karen, Fluff, and Stacia held back to let them get aggro on the mobs. TJ looked to Albert from his position near Mary Sue.
Master?
Hold back, Albert told him. I've got 2, Gerald said, triggering ground stomp as they came into range. The 2 furious dead nearest him slumped in place, stunned by the ability. Tiny taunted the 3rd one, leading it to the other side of the path. Gerald was alternating attacks on the 2 mobs he held, so Stacia moved up to add the damage she could with her blades. Karen appeared behind Tiny's target, her blade sinking into the creature. Fluff sank her claws into the same one, using her piercing strike ability to ignore half of its armor. Above them, Bob and BJ peppered it with fire blasts. Alberic added his own fire blasts, piling even more damage onto the furious dead that Tiny was tanking. The mob triggered its whirlwind, but Karen and Fluff had been watching for it and dove out of range without taking much damage. Tiny was also ready, triggering demonic shell to mitigate most of the damage he took from the whirlwind. Half a second later, the 2 mobs on Gerald used their whirlwind abilities. Stacia scurried out of range, but Gerald shrugged off the attacks with Mary Sue's divine heal, countering most of the damage he took from them, to continue his own assault on the mobs. As soon as the mob Tiny was tanking came out of its whirlwind, Tiny used his shield to bash it, stunning the mob. Albert was puzzled until one of the furious dead facing Gerald roared, stunning him and Stacia. Gerald's health began to drop alarmingly under the combined tax of the 2 furious dead, until he triggered Unbreakable to reduce the damage he took while stunned. As soon as Tiny's stun wore off his target, it roared. Tiny, Fluff, and Karen were all stunned, and the furious dead charged past them, directly at Mary Sue. TJ stepped forward to intercept the mob, bashing it as soon as it came in range. Alberic kept throwing fire blasts at the mob, knowing that TJ could hold it until the others could shake free of their stuns. Gerald came out of his stun, only to get caught again as the 2nd furious dead roared. Mary Sue looked worried, healing him as quickly as she could, while the 2 mobs landed multiple critical attacks. Tiny came out of his stun and taunted the 2 furious undead off of Gerald, to Mary Sue's relief, as she had been slowly losing ground in keeping Gerald healed. Karen and Fluff raced off to their original target, since it was the most damaged of all the mobs.
Gerald came out of the second stun, just as the furious dead that had charged Mary Sue was cut down. Gerald taunted one of the remaining two mobs back to him, as the damage dealers pivoted onto the mob that had stayed with Tiny. They cut it down just as it and the other furious dead started their whirlwind ability again. Tiny, Fluff, and Karen waited, while the only mob left stopped spinning and roared at Gerald, stunning him yet again. Tiny stepped forward, bashing the mob and taunting it, while damage poured in on it from everyone else. Looting the mobs turned up a surprise for Karen. A second piece of her assassin armor set dropped, a leather hood that concealed her face and conferred agility and constitution.
"Woo-hoo!"
Karen cheered as she showed it to the others while they took a few minutes to recover.
"Amazing!"
she cried as she traded out her current headpiece for the new one. It settled into place, leaving only her eyes visible.
"How do I look?"
"Sexy as always,"
Albert replied with a grin.
"Your eyes really stand out with it on.
Oddly enough, you sound just as clear. The mask doesn't seem to muffle your voice any."
"Probably a design feature," Fluffball mentioned. "It would be a problem in raids and dungeons if it did."
"She has a point," Gerald agreed. "Before we were attacked, though, you were trying to show us the quest," he reminded Albert.
"Oh, right,"
Albert said, as he pulled his interface back up again. "Give me a second to figure this out. Did anyone else think it odd that only the one on Tiny charged at Mary Sue?"
"Maybe they switch targets if they have a certain number attacking them,"
Karen suggested. "We can test it out with the next set."
"I'm interested to know how Tiny knew when to stun the mob," Gerald said, looking at the destroyer with a raised brow.
"It is when I would have chosen to stun me,"
Tiny rumbled with a shrug.
"Fair enough," Gerald replied. "I'll have to consider that tactic."
"There we go," Albert said after a moment. He tapped the right spot on the interface, then turned his attention to Mary Sue and Gerald. "Do you see it?"
Gerald mumbled. "That is interesting. What does it mean by boon?"
"We think it be meaning that we three will be allowed to go with—"
Stacia shuddered, her eyes briefly glazing over.
"I be nay allowed to speculate further."
Albert, Fluff, and Karen felt her momentary spike of fear and worry when she shuddered and converged on her. "You okay?" Albert asked.
I was reprimanded and told to say no more by the Overlord,"
Stacia told him in a whisper.
"So,
she is going to be keeping close tabs on us," Karen muttered as she looked around, as though she expected to spot a camera lens.
"It makes sense. We are all under a strict NDA,"
Fluff reminded her.
"All of you?"
Mary Sue asked eagerly.
"Why?"
Albert sighed as he looked at Fluff, who looked away embarrassed. "They signed one so they could help me. We can't say anything more on that subject." Gerald touched Mary Sue's arm when it looked like she was going to press the issue. "Mary, leave it be. We can maybe help after the testing is over." Frowning, Mary Sue nodded.
"Okay."
Her eyes went back to Albert.
"So you're doing this so you can all stay together?"
"Yes." He didn't know what his eyes showed, but Mary Sue took a step back, her hand going to her mouth in shock.
"I'm so sorry. I won't complain anymore. If we get left behind, so be it."
She looked to Gerald.
"Yes."
The word was full of sympathy as the defender looked at Albert. "We will support you in your quest." Albert found himself suddenly in the middle of a three-way hug between his wives. He hadn't been expecting the wave of soul-crushing need that had crashed through him at Mary Sue's question.
"Ladies, you okay?"
He turned in their grasp to check on them, being kissed by each of them in turn, which only made him more confused.
"You silly husband of ours, we felt your need of us as if it was the sun,"
Stacia told him,
her own eyes bright with unshed tears.
She's right, Karen added, closing her own eyes for a moment. It was almost overpowering. I can't even consider denying how much you love us when you do that.
Al,
Fluff added a second later. When his head turned back to her, as he worked through their words, Fluff continued.
We love you just as much and want this just as badly.
Her hands trembled where they held him.
We will do this.
Nodding slowly, Albert let out a deep breath as their love and concern for him surrounded him, providing him with a steady rock to cling to. Their confidence bolstered his resolve to do whatever he needed to do to keep his family together. Okay.
Al?
Mary Sue asked from behind him, her face thoughtful. When he finally disengaged from his trio of lovers, Mary Sue continued talking.
Would you be okay if, after our 6 months is up, Gerald and I tried to find out what we could and maybe tried to help you in some way?
His worries and fears over what people would think of him crashed back over him. He had thought he was past it, but her question brought it all right back. He found himself again being held by the wonderful women who loved him.
I don't know,
he finally managed to say. Gerald nodded. Think it over. We won't if you don't approve, but we would like to help. You've helped us, after all, and it's only fair we repay that debt. Rubbing at his face, Albert nodded. I'll think about it.
Good, Gerald said, clamping his hand on Mary Sue's shoulder gently, but firmly enough to stop her from objecting. We should get moving. We have to get you all leveled as soon as we can, after all.
They made their way down the path, pausing when groups of broken and furious dead attacked them. Now that they knew what to expect from the mobs, the group didn't have much trouble defeating each attack. As they neared the ruins of Lament, a cloud of black smoke blew out of the forest and flowed over the group. Without any warning, Fluffball sank her claws into Alberet. Crying out in pain as her claws dug into him, he stared into eyes full of malicious pleasure, while her emotions were a mixture of that and horror.
Take her.
Albert barely managed to form the word against the pain. Tiny and TJ grabbed Fluff, pulling her claws out of Albert and holding her still. Mary Sue cast a quick heal on Albert, then turned to Fluff, healing her to drive the spiritual taker out of her. After two heals, a cloud of black smoke flowed out of Fluff, hanging in the air. It twisted to form a snarling face. Mary Sue was able to land another heal on the taker, before it seemed to vanish.
Not dead yet,
Mary Sue warned them. Albert used demonic vitality on himself to finish healing the damage Fluff had inflicted, while Mary Sue had been doing the hard work of killing the monster. Everyone looked around nervously, wondering where the mob was going to show up next.
I really hate those monsters,
Fluff grumbled, as Tiny and TJ let her go.
I've had enough of things controlling me in my life.
Totally underst- Albert began. Then his eyes seemed to dim briefly. A creepy smile came to his lips as fire flared out from around him, scorching everyone but his minions as a fireburst swept out. Mary Sue had started casting a healing spell when Albert had trailed off. She followed it up with an instant cast heal, trying to drive the taker out faster. Another fireburst flared as Tiny and TJ grabbed him. Mary Sue used an area healing spell to help heal the damage done to the group by the firebursts, as well as damaging the spiritual taker further. Albert's minions winced as the light-based spell washed over them. One more single-target healing spell was enough to drive the taker out of Albert, before it could unleash another fireburst.
God damn it, that sucks!
Albert snapped, as he shook his head clear of the control.
We can't help with this,
Tiny rumbled. You're doing fine, Albert reassured the destroyer.
It's almost dead,
Mary Sue told them, as she watched the mob vanish after hitting it with another heal.
It's only got a fraction of life left. We can do—
She cut off as a vicious smile spread over her face. Gerald grabbed her arms before she could move, trapping her arms against her body as she started to snarl and twist in his arms.
Now what do? We can't heal without a healer.
Stacia glided up to them, her eyes focused on Mary Sue. Her fingers barely brushed Mary Sue's face, as a surge of dark energy surged from Stacia's fingers into Mary Sue. Mary Sue's head fell back and she went limp in Gerald's arms, as a mournful wail drifted up.
What did you do? Gerald asked in a slightly panicky voice, as he pulled Mary Sue back away from Stacia.
I healed her, Stacia replied simply as she stepped back. Gerald, it's fine, Mary Sue murmured. She did enough healing to drive it the rest of the way out.
Good choice on that ability, Al, Karen said.
Thanks. I was thinking of feeding her a potion, Alberic commented as he put the potion back into his belt slot.
We need to kill 4 more of those? Fluffball asked.
That is what the quest calls for,
Mary Sue nodded. As long as they don't jump Al again, it should be okay. You might want to keep your potions handy, in case I get taken again, though.
Good idea. Gerald agreed to her plan. Well, now we know what the takers are. Let's get going.
It would be easier to deal with them if we had a shaman with us,
Fluffball mentioned as they resumed walking.
I heard someone talking about that during the keep raid,
Mary Sue said.
They are designed to counter spirits, is what they said.
Yeah,
Fluff nodded. They are. I almost played one. The idea of being able to banish evil spirits was really compelling to me at the time.
Karen hooked an arm around the Lunari. Well, I would have liked you regardless, but I really do love your ferocity in combat as you are.
Fluff gave her a small smile. Thank you.
With a quick kiss, the two of them lapsed into silence.
We might want to see about picking up a shaman if there are going to be spirits when we go with Vladimir, Albert murmured.
Aye, that may not be a good notion,
Stacia added.
The place will probably be overrun with undead of all types, and Cloden spirits.
You might want to ask Vladimir about it when he asks you about going, Gerald commented.
Fair enough,
Albert replied. Let's finish these quests and see about the ruins.
Chapter 31. The next spiritual takers they encountered gave them fewer problems, now that the group knew how they attacked. By the time they found the ruins, they'd killed enough spiritual takers, broken dead and furious dead, to complete those quests. The sun was just sinking when they finally found the ruins. The dim light outlined the broken remains of buildings as the path opened onto a ruined village.
Broken down ruins in the middle of a deserted forest. This isn't creepy at all. At least it won't get worse.
Mary Sue shivered.
The sun finished setting, plunging the group into darkness.
I was wrong. It got worse.
Gerald pulled something from his small pouch at his waist. The pungent item started to glow as he rubbed it on his shield.
The shield started to glow. The light enough to let them see several feet.
Pablo told me about these.
Glow bags. They leave behind a glow for an hour and are good for 3 uses.
I didn't notice those. I'll see about picking some up, Albert said, seeing their usefulness. Not that we hunt after sundown much. Or at least we didn't used to.
Just the once, as I recall,
Karen recalled with a smirk.
The ruins. First night hunting together.
Oh yeah, good times.
Albert agreed. The light given off by Gerald's shield was faint but effective, though it only worked in the direction he was facing.
Gerald, let Tiny and TJ rub it onto their shields, too,
Mary Sue told him, touching his arm.
Please?
Gerald held out the pungent bag.
Tiny?
Yes.
Tiny took the item and applied it to his shield, before handing it off to his copy to repeat the process.
The ruins brightened, with all 3 shields now illuminating the area.
Mary Sue breathed a sigh of relief.
Didn't know you were afraid of the dark,
Karen mentioned.
I'm not,
Mary Sue retorted.
It's just, I have bad memories involving horror movies, and this looks like one.
Fair enough,
Stacia commented as she patted Mary Sue's shoulder.
Luckily, a protector be here, along with me own. We will be fine.
Mary Sue looked away from the succubus in human form.
Of course. Nightlight should be up soon, which will help,
Fluffball reminded them.
Albert snorted. I forgot about the name of the moon.
It be a good name, Stacia frowned. It lights the night.
The others all looked away with a few coughs. Albert patted her arm as he spoke.
You're right, but on the other world we have items called nightlights. They're mostly used to help children with a fear of the dark.
I see, Stacia nodded. Your laughter be over the similarities between the names.
Close enough, Gerald cut in. He quickly redirected the conversation. We haven't been attacked, and I haven't seen anything about this area being phased.
We should look around,
Fluffball said, her eyes scanning the darkness.
Maybe we have to enter the structures that look to still be mostly intact?
Moving as one, the group headed towards the closest of the structures. As they approached it, a pop-up appeared for each of them. Ruins of Lament. You have started the event to clear the ruins of Lament. Find the 6 unburied remains of those left behind and pray over them.
Well, I guess that answers the question about what we need to do, Gerald snorted as he stepped into the structure. Found the first one, he called out as the others followed him into the room.
Mary Sue stepped over to the bones that were almost completely obscured by moss.
I'll start,
she told them.
Closing her eyes, she began to pray. Justice, God of the Empire, hear my voice and look upon the dead that has been left here. Let them not linger without your light any longer. Shine your light upon them, so they may find peace once more. As she finished, a beam of pure, soft white light appeared over the bones.
After a moment, the light began to rise up, carrying the ghostly image of a little boy with it. The ghost smiled at them, before it and the light shot upward at tremendous speed. Everyone watched the light vanish with a faint sense of awe. That moment was broken by the sound of a sword being scraped across the ground outside.
First customer up,
Karen said, as she stealthed and followed Gerald out of the building. A furious dead lurched around the corner as Gerald stepped out. He slammed his shield into it as the others started to surround the mob. Tiny, TJ, why don't you two take Mary Sue to the next building? We'll be right behind you guys. With a quick glance at Albert for confirmation, Tiny replied,
As he commands.
Mary Sue started to follow Tiny while biting her lower lip.
Shouldn't I heal?
We got this one. We might want to clear the remains as fast as we can, though, before they start showing up in groups,
Albert told her as he summoned a fire blast.
I'm worried the mobs will start doubling or tripling up with each set of bones we clear.
Gerald called out.
He's right. Go on.
Mary Sue followed Tiny without looking back. The rest of them did their best to kill the furious dead as quickly as they could. They endured the stun and the whirlwind attack by the mob before they finally cut it down. As they started towards the next building, a light appeared above it, then zipped up into the sky. They had just reached the door when Mary Sue came out behind Tiny and his copy.
That was two, she said.
Start towards the third, Gerald told her, interrupting the spell she started to cast. We don't know when the next undead will appear.
Okay,
Mary Sue said, and followed Tiny and his copy to the next building.
This can't be done without a priest,
Karen frowned.
That wouldn't make sense,
Fluffball murmured.
Maybe you just need a person who can heal? Mayhap I should try at one of the bodies,
Stacia suggested.
I can heal, even if it do be just the one ability.
Worth a try, Albert said. Head towards the fourth ruin.
The words were barely out of his mouth when two furious dead appeared out of the ruins near them. Gerald intercepted them just as Mary Sue entered the third structure.
This is going to suck, Gerald muttered. Maybe stand back until they stun me, then draw them off?
Albert drew his weapon, silently casting demonic retribution.
I'll do my best.
We'll keep them busy until she gets done,
Karen added as she waited for the mobs to use their stuns. Gerald took the brunt of the attacks while they waited for the stuns, concentrating on parrying and deflecting as much of the assault as he could. Since Gerald wasn't damaging the mobs, Albert was able to pull the first Furious Dead off of him after it used its stun. Karen and Fluff watched Gerald's health dropping with frustration, while they waited for the other mob to trigger its stun, which it finally did just as the first one wore off. They barely managed to peel the second mob off of Gerald, leading it a few feet away. Gerald downed a potion when the second stun finally wore off, bringing his health back up to almost full. The two mobs triggered their whirlwind attacks, causing Albert, Karen, and Fluff to dodge out of the way. Gerald used his area taunt to pull both of the mobs back to him. As they converged, he used ground stomp, slamming his foot into the ground to stun both mobs. A beam of light formed above the ruin Mary Sue had gone into, again zipping off into the sky. A second later, another beam, this one darker, shone above the building Stacia was in. "That's three and four," Albert called out, as Mary Sue rushed out of the building.
"I'm healing, then. We can have Stacia trigger the rest of them,"
Mary Sue said as she landed a critical heal on Gerald, replenishing most of his missing life. "Stacia," Albert began, but cut off when he caught the feral gleam in her eyes. "She's been taken by a spirit," Albert spat just before he dismissed her. Stacia vanished, leaving the spirit floating in the air with a puzzled expression. He summoned Stacia back to him quickly. Appearing in her usual puff of smoke, Stacia, in all her infernal glory, snarled,
"You didn't want to do that,"
she hissed at the spirit as she started towards it with anger in her eyes. "Stop," Albert told her. "Focus on the two Furious Dead." He turned his attention to Tiny and TJ. "Get ready to stop possessed people." Karen turned from her target as the Furious Dead fell, spinning to attack Mary Sue. Her blades were batted aside by Gerald, who used Intervene to stop the blow from landing as he came between the two women. Tiny and TJ snagged Karen before she could slip away.
"We have her," they said in unison.
Fluff, Bob, and BJ finished off the second Furious Dead.
"What about the fourth wave?" Fluff asked.
Her face took on a sneer as she spun on Albert.
"Die, mortal!"
Fluff hissed with an eerie voice.
"We have two of the spiritual takers," Albert called out.
"This is going to be bad,"
Mary Sue yelled back. She focused on Fluff first, since the destroyers were able to hold Karen.
"At least they don't seem to be jumping hosts."
"Stacia, hurry off to the furthest ruin," Albert told her. "Wait for me to call out, then pray over the body."
She seemed torn for a moment before she nodded.
"As you wish."
She sprinted away from the group. Gerald slammed into Fluff, stunning her with his shield. As he did, the spirit left her body and hung in the air for a second.
"Stunning the host will drive them out."
Mary Sue frowned in concentration as she cast a healing spell on the spirit.
"They take more damage out of a body. Tiny, as soon as we deal with this one, I will want you to use both of your stuns in succession."
"Yes," Tiny rumbled as he fought to hold onto Karen. Only his increased stats, mirrored in his copy, allowed him to maintain his hold on her.
The spirit vanished into Gerald, who spun to attack Mary Sue. Albert called out,
"Tiny, stun Gerald! TJ, stun Karen! Fluff, potions ready! One of them is liable to get Mary Sue!"
The fight was a continuous chaotic mess, until they dropped the first spirit. As the second one dropped, Mary Sue drank a mana potion, having tapped herself out of mana by using her most expensive heals during the conflict.
"That wasn't,"
Mary Sue started to say, when the sound of snapping branches could be heard from the forest surrounding the ruined village. All heads turned to look at the noise, only to see four Furious Dead and six Broken Dead coming out of the forest towards them.
"Oh, that doesn't look good."
"We rushed the fifth remains," Albert told them. "Stacia is at the sixth set. We can get them both, then deal with the fallout."
"Better than seeing what the next wave will be," Gerald agreed.
The group started running away from the undead, only to hear a cacophony of voices howl behind them.
"Run faster?"
Karen asked.
Run faster, Albert agreed. Tiny, TJ, delay them for us. I'll unsummon you once we get there. Don't die. Just hold them off as long as you can. I'll resummon you when we start the prayer.
For the master,
Tiny rumbled, as he and his copy spun back towards the horde. Never thought you would sacrifice them like that, Gerald panted as they ran. Strategic withdrawal. Besides, as long as they don't die, it'll work out fine, Albert huffed back.
They made it to the next building. Mary Sue rushed inside as the others all leaned against the wall, panting for a moment.
Albert unsummoned Tiny mentally, then yelled as loud as he could. Now, Stacia!
He summoned Tiny back, hoping his plan had worked. Tiny reappeared next to him, bleeding, his life under a quarter.
I cut that one close. Sorry, buddy.
We live to serve the master,
Tiny rumbled with a bloody grin.
I held them.
Using demonic vitality, Albert started to heal the injured destroyer.
You did good.
Glad you made it,
Bob called out from the edge of the ruined building.
They're coming fast,
he advised the group, as he had the height vantage to see the horde of undead.
A white light appeared next to them, hovering over the building they were in front of.
She got the fifth, Gerald muttered as he squared his shoulders. Time to deal with this horde.
A darker light appeared further away from them, over the last semi-standing building.
Stacia got the last.
Albert grinned. The ruins of lament have been cleansed. Escape the wave of undead or fight them. Bonus rewards available. Kill the undead and look for clues behind the undead plaguing the forest. Take your findings to the Keep of Lament for a special bonus.
We fighting or running? Albert asked as he swiped the pop-up away.
There are 10 of them, Gerald reminded him. It will be tough as hell to beat them all.
We can do it, Mary Sue said calmly. Use your health and mana potions.
We got this,
Karen agreed as she vanished from sight. Albert renewed demonic vitality on Tiny, which brought him to half health. He copied the destroyer just as the undead rounded the corner of the nearest building. Tiny, TJ, play it smart. I'll do my best to keep you two healed.
I will be helping,
Stacia added as she came running towards them.
I'll pull the furious dead to the right, Gerald said, as he charged into the oncoming horde.
As soon as he slammed into the first three, he stomped the ground, stunning the whole group of undead.
Tiny, be ready to peel the broken dead off me. We need to kill the furious dead first. Everyone focus on my targets.
Time to light them up,
Bob said with a cackle as both of his hands began to glow.
I don't get to use this spell much.
Gerald, I'll be with Tiny. I can use my fireburst with him. I'll chug my mana potions to down them as quick as I can.
Albert went to follow after Tiny, who had started to taunt broken dead out of the stunned group.
Take another,
Mary Sue said, holding out an extra potion.
You don't carry more than 2 normally.
Albert grabbed it, then took off to catch up with Tiny.
Let's do this!
The exchange of mobs got a little messy, but soon they were divided up as they should be. Fluff and Karen were staying as far back as they could while still hitting them, ready to back off when a whirlwind or stun was used. Tiny was looking worried as he dragged his 3 broken dead off to the left.
I will hold them,
Tiny rumbled, as he focused on mitigating the damage that was coming in at him. TJ held the other 3 next to Tiny, nodding grimly.
Albert let the spell wash through his mind, a bloom of fire erupting around the undead and the minions.
The destroyers ignored the flames while it ravaged the undead.
Stacia darted in to use comforting touch on Tiny, giving him back half of his missing life.
She then slapped the closest broken dead, her essence drain siphoning 5% of its life away. She pulled her blades out, adding her melee attacks to the broken dead. Another wave of fire washed over the group as Albert cast Fireburst again. While Tiny and TJ held the broken dead, Albert continued to unleash Fireburst every 2 seconds. On the 4th spell, Tiny had to use Savage Roar to stop the mobs from going after Albert.
You are pulling them,
Tiny rumbled with a frown. Downing a mana potion, Albert hissed to himself. Over 2,000 damage done, and the undead were still looking pretty lively. He would need at least another 6 blasts to finish them off, and that would probably mean he would need another potion.
I have them all, and TJ will taunt them off, Tiny rumbled. Keep going.
Albert resumed casting Fireburst at Tiny's words. The second Fireburst pulled the broken dead off of Tiny again. TJ gathered them up with his savage roar. 2 more Firebursts had the broken dead coming after Albert yet again. Albert downed the second mana potion and fired off 1 more Fireburst.
He sagged with relief when the broken dead collapsed into piles of broken bones.
Heart racing, Albert looked to his friends who were dealing with their own issues. Gerald was down to half life, and only 1 of the 4 furious dead were down. Tiny, TJ, taunt 1 each. TJ, if you have to, lead it away before you drop. Tiny, no dying, Albert told them. Stacia, go join the ladies in killing the one they're currently focused on.
Pulling the 2 furious dead away from Gerald was enough to allow Mary Sue to catch her breath. She'd been having trouble keeping up with the damage being done to him by the mobs.
Thanks, she called out, as a breath of relief rushed out of her. Good timing, she added, as she downed her 2nd mana potion.
I'm out of mana, Bob announced as he landed on the skull of the furious dead Tiny had just taunted off Gerald.
His claws dug into the metal helm the mob wore as he tried to peel it off. BJ landed on the one TJ was facing, copying Bob's attempt to peel away the mob's helm.
We got this, Karen panted, as she slammed 1 blade into the leg of the furious dead, planting her other where a kidney should be.
She was right. Less than 1 minute later, the group stood victorious over the broken bodies of the undead horde. They took a 1 few minutes to catch their breath, as it had been a while since they'd been challenged like that.
Reminded me of fighting for the keep, Fluffball murmured as they started to loot the bodies.
Edge of your seat kind of fight, Karen agreed.
We haven't needed healing potions outside of dungeons and raids before now. Maybe they're the crutch to help solo players get by.
Could be, Gerald mused. We need to look around for information before we go.
Check the buildings with the bodies first,
Mary Sue suggested.
Good idea, Karen, Albert, and Gerald said in near unison, before they started to laugh.
Great minds think alike, Albert chuckled.
Chapter 32 Reappearing before the gates of Lament Keep, the group greeted the guards on duty with friendly smiles. They were surprised to see that the inn was the only building open for business besides the keep itself.
I think it's 1 of the few times I can recall seeing stores closed, Gerald commented.
It happens 1 hour or 2 after sunset, Stacia told him. That'd be the time most businesses close for the night.
I guess it's because we rarely hunt after nightfall. Mary Sue added.
Let's turn in the book we found in the ruins, Karen said. The sooner we do that, the sooner we can grab some dinner and get a bath. I know the gore from the monsters vanishes after the fight, but it still feels like I need a bath.
Albert chuckled as he nudged her with an arm.
Maybe you're just a dirty girl.
Karen eyed him with a gleam in her eyes.
Did you just ask to get submitted again?
We should go turn this book in, Albert said, sidestepping the question.
Gerald snorted.
Well, that answers any questions about who's really in charge of your odd relationship.
Karen laughed. Right? Her eyes sparkled as she watched Albert try not to react to Gerald's statement.
He does the best he can to put up a good front, though.
Rolling his eyes, Albert walked past the guards stationed at the door of the keep proper.
I hope the right sergeant is on duty.
Gerald chuckled at the change of topic as he followed Albert inside. We turning into the redhead or the elf?
The redhead, Karen said quickly. I didn't like the way the elf scoffed at her.
Doesn't matter to me, Mary Sue added.
I'm with Karen,
Fluff commented.
I like finishing with the same person, Gerald offered.
I don't have that hang-up, Albert said, then winced at the words hung in the air.
We noticed, Gerald deadpanned.
Rubbing at his face, Albert shook his head.
I walked into that one, he muttered.
A man with gray hair at his